I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. The federal government says Michigan's education outcomes for kids in special education have to improve. But things like graduation rates and suspension rates aren't bad across the board. I've been reporting with Bridge Magazine about just how much variation there is in how students with disabilities are treated and educated around the state. Because there is so much variation, some parents have to search for a school with a culture that accepts and believes in their kids.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Karen Wang calls her house an autism house. She does have a son who is 13 and autistic, but she's kind of talking about her decor.
The sofas are in bright, mismatched colors. We've got a pinball machine because following the pinball actually helps with visual tracking. Nothing in this room is breakable.
Wang's family has moved around the state to find an education they think will work for her son. She's lived in three different school districts. In the first one, Ann Arbor, Wang didn't think the services her son was getting were making a difference. For example, she says he was getting speech therapy, but it was in a small room with no windows, which her son just couldn't handle. And Wang was worried school would always be like this for her son.
It was affecting our physical health, our mental health. And we were just so distressed, concerned about our son's future. And our son was distressed. He was having panic attacks very frequently. He was ill a lot, and we knew he needed more. We just didn't quite know how to find it. And then when we found it, we were so happy.
When Wang says her son needed more and that she didn't know how to find it, she is talking about special ed services. But more than that, she was looking for a school where she felt people were really invested in her kid, where they weren't willing to write anybody off. She had to talk to a lot of other people and parents to get some idea of where she could find a place like that. Something that's easier now than when she first started looking for the information.
I think there were some Yahoo listservs that I subscribed to.
That's old school.
That was seriously old school. But back then, that was high tech.
Ultimately, Wang heard Livonia was a place where kids like her son did really well. She says on paper, it looked just like her old district. But she says the culture was different.
One of the first things I told my husband to look for was for the Rifton chairs. In the school in Ann Arbor, preschool students were regularly strapped into the Rifton chairs so they couldn't move their arms or legs or torso. And this school in Livonia didn't have any Rifton chairs.
The Ann Arbor School District says these chairs are used only to support students with physical impairments. There are a lot of civil rights laws and due process procedures around the education of kids with disabilities. But the Wangs thought those laws were outmatched by the status quo. And they felt outmatched, too.
We felt like we were fighting against a culture of disrespect in our son's case. And we weren't going to be able to change that on our own.
That school district says their culture is one of providing the right support for students with disabilities. Dawn Bentley is in charge of special education in Livingston County. The Wangs have never lived in her district, but she does agree with them that when it comes to special education, school culture matters.
There are school cultures, certainly, that believe that children with disabilities need to be put somewhere else.
Bentley thinks things are moving in the right direction on this. As she says, it's usually an issue of skill rather than will. She says when teachers believe
they can make a difference with every single child in their classroom,
things will get better. The state and federal government are offering more help to teachers now, and they're starting to focus more on the educational outcomes for kids with disabilities. That might change the attitude of schools toward these students. With State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.